To start my offertory message today, I have a story to tell you. About a month, maybe a month and a half ago, it was rather late in the evening, or you could say early morning. I was coming out of my office, which is just a little bit away from our where we live. In the front of my office leads down, and there's three steps, and there's a little wooden landing that leads into my office. And next to the landing or the steps, there's a little handrail for safety. Now, typically, I wear flip-flops around the property, and this night morning was no different. They're easy to kick off as I walk into my office, and I leave them outside the door because between the house and the office is just dirt. So I don't want to be tracking in dirt from outside as much as possible. So my flip-flops were sitting outside the door. Now, also, I should mention that there's a screen door on front of the office along with the regular door. And the screen door I always keep closed just to keep bugs out. So I finished what I was doing, and as I walked out the screen door, turned around and shut the door, it was dark, and I didn't have my phone's flashlight on yet, as it was still in my pocket. I knew where my flip-flops were, and they were on the left-hand side of the door. And so I walk outside, and I went to, you know, shuffle my feet toward my flip-flops, and I heard one of the most sickening sounds you could imagine. I knew immediately, without even seeing what it was, what was making that sound. I moved over to the right-hand side of the landing as far away from the noise as I could. My heart was pounding. My palms instantly became sweaty. And as I shakily grabbed the phone out of my pocket, turned my light on, there it was. Bam! Can you imagine what it was? I was shocked, horrified, and sickened all at the same time. My light revealed that it was none other than a Western Diamond rattlesnake. It was curled up, its body was around the hand railing, less than 2 feet away from where the back of my legs were. It was within striking distance, absolutely. It could have 100% struck out and bit the back of my leg if it had wanted to. As it was not thrilled that I was on its porch. Now, why was it there? There are rats on our property, and for whatever reason, there's always little droppings right near my door as if they're trying to get in the door. So I can only assume that it was sitting there waiting for a midnight snack to walk by. Thankfully, I keep a broom on the porch to keep my porch clean because there's a tree overhead and it drops leaves. I grabbed that and I shoved that snake off the porch, grabbed my sandals, and I booked it up to the house as fast as I could. As I reflected on what had happened, every time I walk down to my office now, I can't help but think about it. I was sure, and I am sure, that God intervened and did not allow that snake to bite me. The title for my sermonette is Snakes. But why tell this story for an offertory message? I wanted to go back to where the children of Israel were complaining in the wilderness. This is a common problem that we find for them. They were so full of bitterness and unwillingness to truly trust in and on God that they constantly resorted to complaining. And God was frustrated with them a lot of times. He let Moses know that this was not an okay type of attitude for them to have. If you turn to Numbers 11, chapter 11 and verse 1, We're just going to pick up a few verses here to see the children of Israel's attitude. Numbers 11 in verse 1, it says, "Now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp." People are dying because of the complaining. Numbers 14 and verse 2. "And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, 'If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness.'" Can you imagine their attitude? Wanting to just go back to the situation that they had been crying to get out of in the first place. Numbers chapter 21 and verses 8 and 9. This is the scripture I really wanted to get to. Numbers 21 and verse 8. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.' So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived." The children of Israel were once again complaining, and this time the punishment was snakes going throughout the camp of Israel. God delivered judgment, yet he also delivered a way to have mercy. Because God is holy, he must deal with sin. But because he is love, he also offers to show mercy. In John chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15, John chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." The Israelites were instructed to gaze upon the bronze snake on a pole to find healing from the snake bites that could have even killed them. We in turn look to God and Jesus Christ for the deliverance from the poison of our sins. The snakes biting the Israelites were because of their complaining. Instead of being thankful and grateful in how God was powerfully leading them through the desert. Can you imagine the reluctance of the Israelites to have a snake bite and then realize that they must look upon this bronze pole to be healed? You know, just like the Israelites being bitten by the snakes because of their sinful conduct of complaining, we too at times are sinners deserving of God's judgment. And that should really hit home for us. We have to continue to live our lives in the fear and the respect of God and his commandments, not complaining. And when we do sin, we can repent. And once we have done so, we receive mercy and forgiveness from God. As the Israelites were forced to look up to remember that they were human beings and truly needed God in their lives, we too must remember that. Now, Christ's death was necessary because of all of our sins. Christ bore the punishment that we each deserve. He did it perfectly. He triumphed over the serpent, Satan the devil. It says in Hebrews 2 and verse 14, "Insomuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power over death, that is, the devil. There's two things that I'd like for us to meditate on and take away from this offertory. We need to recognize that it is God who delivers both righteous judgment and loving mercy. And we have to understand on a personal level what this means to each of us. It has to be very personal for each and every one of us. The lives that we live, the things that we go through. I mean, you guys weren't on my porch dealing with that snake situation. I was. That was for me. The work that is required in each of us is to be growing closer and closer to God through Jesus Christ and leaning on these moments that we go through. Yes, that snake could have bitten me, but I choose to believe that God intervened and did not allow that to happen. God is merciful. God is righteous. And he will do whatever needs to be done to bring us into his family. And we have to constantly believe that and lean on that truth. The second thing I wanted to really hit home for us is that we need to realize that complaining, no matter what, in God's eyes is unacceptable. Because it leaves no room for him and Christ to work in our lives. When we complain, we close the doors for opportunities. When we complain, we lack faith. When we complain, we allow Satan in and we end up following the path of self-pity. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, "Do all things." Do all things. Whatever happens in your life, do those things without grumbling or disputing. Why? So that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Without blame and innocent and children of God, clean and pure. That's a tall order. As we take up this offering today, on this Day of Trumpets, it's our duty to remember that we are God's children, and we are called here for a reason, and we can make it into his kingdom and into his family if we keep these things close to our hearts and our minds. And we take time to think about how serious these things are in God's eyes. Brethren, we have the opportunity to draw close today. And when we do this, our hearts will be in the right place, and the offerings that we choose to bring before him will actually, they will be pleasing to him.